Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a program that can help folks stay in their homes, and applications are now available. Talk to us about the Property Tax Rent Rebate Program.
Well, this is a program that many senior citizens qualify for, and it's one that, quite frankly, our office gets a lot of requests for information. So I think it's important to recognize that the period for applications has now opened. You can get up to $650 based on your rent or property taxes paid in 2016, and you're eligible for benefits if you're 65 years or older, widows, widowers 50 years or older, and those 18 years or older with disabilities. The income limit's $35,000 a year for homeowners and $15,000 for renters, and in calculating that income, half of your Social Security is accounted for. It's just a good opportunity, I think, to contact folks. They can call our office, 717-284-1965, or visit www.repcutler.com for some additional information. We'll be happy to connect you with the right people and get the forms if you qualify.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative Cutler, is a new program that will benefit those who may have a disability and are looking to save a little bit of money for future expenses. Talk to us about this.
This program is known as the Achieving a Better Life Experiences Savings Program, or the ABLE program. The ABLE Savings Program gives individuals with qualified disabilities a tax-free way to save for future disability-related expenses. It's really modeled after the 529 plans for college, and it was recently enacted into law, and you can go to www.paable, all one word, .gov, and get additional information there. It's a way for families who might have a loved one who is disabled to save some money for their future care, and I think it's a great way to incentivize us as private citizens to prepare for our own futures and the futures of our loved ones. The Pennsylvania Treasurer is actually the one who operates the PA ABLE program. And if you're unable to get on the website, you could also call the ABLE call center at 1-855-529-2253.
And finally, Representative, it's that time of year when folks' heating emergencies are acute. Talk to us about the LIHEAP program and what it can do to make sure that folks don't freeze this winter.
The LIHEAP program is a heating and energy assistance program, and it's federally funded. The state does administer it, and there are a variety of grants and assistance available. The income eligibility for LIHEAP is set at 150% of the federal poverty level. For individuals, that would be $17,800, and for a couple, it would be about $24,000, and for a family of four, approximately $36,450. This particular program is a program that I'd worked on legislatively previously. There was a lot of fraud in this program. Myself and Representative Waters, a gentleman from Philadelphia, had worked in a bipartisan way to increase the audits and the accountabilities in this program. The Auditor General will be doing another audit of this program and the appropriate safeguards that were put in place with the new legislation to see how they're working, and more importantly, to make sure that the program is assisting those individuals who both qualify for the assistance and need it. So if you do qualify, you can apply for the LIHEAP program online, or you can contact the county assistance office in your home county of residence. That is the proper pathway to get there. But again, if you're having difficulty finding out if you qualify, or you're unable to get through to the county, please feel free to visit our website, www.repcutler.com. We'll be happy to connect you with the right people.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.